This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sound of the exhaust coming out of the pipes and the fuel going in to the top of the carburetor. Do you have a carburetor or do you have fuel injection? Well, you can find out today here on Auto World. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Third hour, good to have you along. What a pleasure to have you along. It's always a gift for you to join us here on Auto World. What do we do in Auto World? Well, here in the Auto World Plaza, coming from the Greasy Garage Studio with all the microphones, the wires. I'm talking about a mile's worth of wires and the boards and the computers and the monitors. Oh, okay. Well, during the week, I'm out in the Greasy Garage with all those tools we were talking about, 16 feet long and a haul of them, drawer after drawer. In fact, sometimes my brain, I don't even remember when I need that special tool, I don't remember which drawer it should be in. So it's like a scavenger hunt to find the right camshaft holding tool for a Mini Cooper. Hey, good to have you along. It really is. Really is. I got this third hour of Auto World. What are we going to do? Well, here on Auto World, it's like a restaurant. I got a menu. Yeah, menu, you know, like a restaurant. You like spaghetti, hamburger, steak. Here on Auto World, I got a little bit of all of that. We do segments like that's called interviews. Yeah, we're going to have some interviews coming up here on Auto World of some great industrial designers, presidents, vice presidents, right down to the people who detail the cars, be all the way right down into the basement of the day that I got taken to detail. 301. Can't say a lot, I'll get in trouble. But I got to meet a lot of great movie car stars. Their cars. And that's the company who details them. Really cool. We do, yes, a salute. Put your right hand up and you salute the special things that you like about your car. I'm going to throw out that question again. You're welcome to call. Please do. That question is, what is your favorite brand of automobile? The brand. Do you like the Pick-Pick? You ever heard of the Pick-Pick? That is actually a car. Do you like your Mini? Yeah? Do you like your Volvo? Your Ford? Let me know. I want to know. I'd like to know what your favorite brand is. Maybe you own it. Maybe you're driving it. Our number here in Auto World is 855-660-4261. And email is always awake and going. Yep. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Yahoo! Hey, but real quick, I want to get to this. Wait a minute. Red? You like red? There was a whole survey done on car colors. Red, black, gray, silver. And they do it every year. They find out from all of us, a little survey. We do they do the poll. And you fill out the papers and you send it in. And we find out what the most favorite car color is, what the worst is. But I'm talking about a color right now that's new. Yeah, oh yeah. Talking about the Mini Cooper. Mini Cooper S, you got one? Have you ever drove one? They are a blast. Well, the Mini, BMW, yeah, the BMW side is who's building those bad boys. The Mini Corral Red Edition is now coming out. Yeah, an exclusive appearance of red, Corral Red, metallic color normally reserved for the Mini Clubman models is now coming out with black roof. The mirrors are going to be black also, capped. On the outside, you know, the finish is offset with a number of design elements, a piano black with the coral red. I think it's going to look good. The headlight rings are going to be color tinted. The tail light rings are going to be color tinted. The grill frame is going to be color tinted. And that's why I'm talking this, because they're chrome right now. So that's all going to be the same color. Kind of like they call it a blackout. Well, this would be the red one. Red front and back, all the way through. It's going to be pretty. So the Mini Coral Red Edition also comes with a standard LED lights, headlights, and fog lamps, of course. Union Jack LED tail lights. Yeah, that's a different word, isn't it? Different style. Union Jack. You might like it. I think I'm going to. I like this car. You're fun. I remember going to the BMW plant in Spartanburg. You folks there, I know you're listening. Got a radio station in Spartanburg that is on and tuned in. Appreciate it. That's a great plant. And that's where they showed me the history of the mini, and really neat to see that. And that's what it's all about. You know, history making, you know, at all times good and or bad, okay? So that means when you buy a car, are you the guinea pig? Are you the person that bought the car? Did they do a lot of R&D on it, or did you just buy that? Did they take about a year to build, make, and sell that car? So there might be some problems with it. That's why I like to do a little bit of recalls on Auto World, and let's do a recall right now. This is a car that the brand that you've heard of, it's a Volvo. And Volvo cars, they have come out a recall that is certain that you, if you do have a Volvo, and there's a lot of models involved, 2008 to 2016, the V70, the XC70, the 2007 through 2016 S80s, the 2011 through 2018 S60s. I mean, this, folks, the cross countries are involved, okay? The S60Ls are involved. There's XC60s are involved. So let's just say Volvo. Here's the recall. The flexible steel cable that connects the seatbelt to the front outboard seating positions may fatigue over time, wear out, basically, causing the seatbelt not to be secure for the occupant that's in the driver's seat when a crash occurs. So my point is, seatbelts for Volvo. Just get to your Volvo dealership, tell them you heard it on Auto World. This is fresh news that's come out. It's a recall. Recalls cost nothing for you to get them fixed. So get it fixed. If you don't go in and get it fixed, and yes, don't get mad when they say, well, we don't have the part in yet, we're going to have to order it. Don't get mad, just wait. They'll call you when they get the part in, and you'll get in and get it done. Now, a lot of people might be thinking, well, Mark, if you go in and get the recall fixed, all they're doing is they're going to fix that, which is great. My family will be safe, the seat belts will be fixed, all that. But they're always come out with a grocery list of things that my car needs, and that's why I don't like going to the dealer. That's okay. What are they doing? What they're doing, folks, is that they're making sure that your car is taken care of. It's not a, I'm not going to call it a sales game. Ask them. If they give you a grocery list of maybe just two things, say, hey, let's take a look at them. Can I see what you're talking about? And then they'll point that out to you. Hey, see, your valve cover's leaking. See right here? And they'll point to it. Now, if they don't want to do that, then you got yourself a problemo. It means that they might be hiding something. So just come around. Can we take a look at it together? And if you're not there, by the way, like you drop your car off for your appointment to get the seat belts replaced and you go back to work, and you're at your work, back to the Auto World tip for the first hour. Ask them to take a picture of that problem and text it over to you at work or email it to you. That's the best, easiest way. Pictures. What did they say? Is worth 1,000 words. I use it, do it all the time here at the Greasy Garage. And I like to talk about it in the Greasy Garage studio every week. The tips. So there's your recall there on Auto World. And there's always, always something happening, truthfully. And if you go in and get her done, then that gets reported and it goes back to Volvo. And they want to keep their company going. So that's why we want to tell them the news about the good and or the bad. Here's another Auto World tip this hour I want to get to you. Is that summertime, we got bugs out there, don't we, on our windshield? And that's a tip I want to always highlight. Is it your windshield washing fluid? Well, what's the tip, Mark? The blue stuff? Make sure you buy the minus, the negative 20 stuff and put in. But here's the tip. I actually mix mine with the green bug windshield washer cleaner fluid. I mix it. So I'm making basically a milkshake in my windshield washer container on my cars because we're in the summertime. That bug stuff, Prestone, works awesome. The bug wash. So mix the green bug wash in with your normal blue. And by the way, get you some Bosch or Michelin wiper blades on your windshield, your windscreen. And then when you got a bug on there, you're driving down the road with the headlights on at night and you splat the bugs, you got the green fluid up there mixing with the blue, and it's going to wash those bugs right off the windshield with a brand new Michelin wiper blades. Oh, yeah. When we come back, another email that you are going to like. I liked it. And some more that you won't believe that we've never talked about here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Come back to Auto World for another learning lesson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That just passed me. Hi, Mary. Bye, Mary. She thinks she's faster than me in my Volkswagen bus, my moving guardrail. Well, I got something for you, Mary. Mary Kay, I've got a train that I'm going to blow right by you. In fact, I'm building a train, a rat rod train. You're all going to enjoy it. Hopefully we can give rides in it one day. What's a rat rod? Well, it's a rusty bucket of nuts and bolts. But this bad boy is a Buick Park Avenue that's got a 350 in it that just loves to spin those back tires for some reason. It doesn't smell like a train. It smells like rubber burning. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Love to have you join me here each and every week. And you can join me right now. Here's the phone number. 855-660-4261 and or please email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You're the star. You listeners are the star. Definitely. I learn from you. If I don't hear from you, I can't learn. And truthfully, you tell me, each and every one of you, during the week, through emails, some of the problems you have, and I don't mind if you even tell me you got problems with the oldest child. I've been there, done that. And the problem usually is, Mom, can I have the keys of the car? And just so happens you just bought yourself a brand new Audi. Yeah, the R8, the V10, and your oldest child wants to drive it. And now the fight starts. Yeah, that's what happens. They go too fast in the R8 and the windshield breaks. Because he was passing Mary Kay, the pink Cadillac. Okay, it's easy just to say no. Hide the keys. Key fob. Do it. Hey, by the with that said, the Audi 8, the R8, bids farewell to the Audi R8 V10 Quattro with the limited edition model done and over with. Well, it's limited to 30 units. They didn't build very many of those cars. They were quite spendy, of course, but they're saying farewell. So that there it is. And see, that's what it's all about, is that why? The reason why is because maybe they didn't sell enough of them, so they got rid of it. Just like Chevrolet did with the manual transmissions to the GMC and the Chevrolet Silverado pickups. Goodbye, manual, because nobody was buying the manual truck transmissions. They started putting the Allison transmissions in them, the automatics, and they were working and running and better. No breakdowns. That's what it's all about. So, well, I'm waving. Bye. Farewell, Audi R8. I never did get a chance to own one or drive one or even sit in one. But they're still out there. Maybe I can find one of our listeners might have one, and maybe he or she will invite all of us over to sit up. Of course, then I'll be the oldest kid asking, can I drive it? Can I drive it? Yeah, I know. There goes the argument. He's going to start yelling at me. Get your hands off the steering wheel, Mark. Anyway, hey, it's time. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for the Auto World Little Car Fact. It has something to do with Jetfire, folks. Oh, yeah. Well, this little car fact comes from the United States. High-performance car, 1962 Oldsmobile F85 Jetfire model. 1962 with the Chevrolet Corvair Monza Spider. Ooh, that was a fast little car. I like that one. General Motors offered the first turbocharged car to the public, but right behind it was the F85 Jetfire. Turbocharged compact based on the 61 Oldsmobile Cutlass coupe frame. Oh, only 9,607 Jetfires were built in 1962 and 1963. Despite the mechanical problems, the undercarriage rusting, they're collectible. Yes, fetching three times what the regular Cutlass would command today. Oh, yeah. Talk about some heavy-duty power. Beneath the Jetfire's hood was a light aluminum alloy turbocharged V8 engine that provided one of the horsepowers that more each of 215 cubic inches could handle. Yes, the turbo rocket fluid injection system. Yes, the mixture of 50% water and 50% what? Alcohol? Yeah, this was all back in 1962. The result was a power unit that could accelerate the car from 0 to 60 in about 8.5 seconds and reach top speed of 110 mile an hour. Now think about that. That's nothing. Huh? We're in 2020 right now, aren't we? Yeah, we are. Yeah, okay, 2020, even though they're selling some 2021 cars. But we're in 2020 right now, live here on Auto World. And 110 mile an hour, 0 to 60 in 8.5 was flat fast for a 1962 all solid steel metal car with chrome front and rear bumpers that takes two people to carry them. They're that heavy. The Jetfire was the only one of the 10 F-85 models to sell for more than $3,000 in 1962. But shoot, at that price, we could buy a bunch of them right under $3,000. Why not? For the Mark 1963, the price kept getting larger and larger. The power of the customers got vinyl bucket seats. Console. Yeah, the shifter was in between. The turbo boost gauge was in the center console back then. Brushed aluminum side trim. And, of course, the Jetfire badges on the fenders. It looked like a jet. Kind of cool looking. Top speed, of course, was 107 miles an hour. It was water-cooled overhead valve. Turbocharged V8. Three-speed manual. Four-speed manual, of course, with a hydromatic automatic. That was optional, of course, back in that day. Things have changed. But back in 1963, out of the factory, it was $3,048. Now, I was wondering, $48, come on. What the heck was the $48 for? Was that like the tip or something? I don't know. I always wondered about that. They never did an even number, and they still don't. It's always that odd number. Always wondered why. How come? Well, that might be one of the questions we ask the next interview that I get when it comes to coming in. I'm going to get into the General Motors folks. We're going to talk about what is going on. They had the Volt out, talking about the horsepower, how fast it was, 8.5 seconds, 0 to 60. Now cars are done. I think the new Corvette is 3 seconds, 2.8 seconds. That's nuts. It's not electric either. Gasoline. Boom. Works. Hey, here's some auto racing news that came through my desk earlier here while we were on the show. What happened actually yesterday, Johnny Slaughter. Have you ever watched Johnny Slaughter? That name, wow, I like that name. Well, he blows the truck engine, kaboom, literally, at the Gander, an RV outdoor truck series yesterday, Saturday night, of course. Yeah, you're asking me what brand? Ford F-150. Blew the truck in the NASCAR series there, blew the engine, and what that means is basically pop goes the weasel, the piston goes out the side, the connecting rod goes out the side or up to the top. You don't have anything but just oil, antifreeze, and basically it's goo all over the track. That's why they dive to the inside, and they lube that inner lane there, you know, with the mixture of all the contaminants that come out of an engine. The only thing that doesn't come out, unless that piston, and we hope it doesn't, goes and clicks a brake line and gets brake fluid all over the place. And he didn't catch on fire. Thank God. That's the main thing I want to say, is a safety thing that's there. No fire. That's what's good all about that. But Johnny Slaughter, hope you get a new F-150. Race next weekend. You're listening to Auto World. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, that's all I got to say. We'll be right back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We are down to the wire. 57 days left until you go to vote. President Trump to hold campaign rallies in North Carolina and Michigan this week. Now, if you believe in polls, the Real Clear Politics average of polls finds Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by less than 3 points in Michigan. Biden's campaign, apparently well aware of the numbers, announcing last week the former vice president will be traveling to Michigan, a key battleground state. He will be there Wednesday. While Democrats have won in Michigan before, in 2016, President Trump turning the state red. For the first time since 1988, President Trump will be focusing again on his economic message. The president's scheduled to visit Michigan Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No, I don't want you in my car with your shoes on, man. In fact, where'd you get those shoes? Hey, welcome back. Do you drive with your shoes on or off? That should be the question of the week. Oh, I know. You're driving with your shoes on. Well, it's a little secret here. If you take your shoes off, you'll actually stay awake more on those long trips you got going. Take your shoes off or sit back, relax. You got a power seat and air conditioning on. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. Yes, Auto World, this is a world that you're in, your Auto World. The phone number to reach us, 855-660-4261. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. My email is, personal email, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And that one is, I live and breathe that all the time. I get so many questions and stuff coming in all the time on that. I also, with that said, I get a lot of these things that you hear me talk about through the Auto World time that we have each and every Sunday. And I begin back to thanks for being here with us. It's a gift to me to have you join me every week to listen on and to call in and to email me. That's you're the star. The listeners are the star. And Auto World is a show that we do a lot of things here on Auto World. We do trivia, the Word of the Day, of course. I do shout-outs. I love that. I get, of course, the Auto World Little Car Fact salutes. The Glove Box segment edition is going to be coming your way here pretty soon because that's where I go out and interview people behind the mic and find out what they have in their glove box. Now, this is something that's going to happen. I always have to edit these glove box interviews. It's a lot of fun, but a lot of people say, well, where do I go? I go over to the mall. Yeah, sit in the mall and talk. And it's not too hard to get somebody to talk behind a microphone. Once you get talking with them, of course, and then go up, they say, well, come on out and take a look. I find out that a lot of the folks don't even know what they have in their glove box. What's it matter? The most important thing that's in your glove box would be, yes, I'm asking, okay. I got a guy in the middle of the row here now asking up front, good to see you, red-headed guy. Go ahead. Yeah, you're right. The owner's manual. Yep, owner's manual. Do you have an owner's manual? I recommend, now you're going to think I'm nuts. Of course, yeah, this is a Loosen Up production, and I am that guy. Grab your owner's manual after the show. Get it out of there and start reading it like a book. It is a book. You're going to find some stuff out that you don't even know about your car. Like, for example, hidden compartments. Did you know, back to that word Mini Cooper, did you know on the passenger side where the dash is, it's part of the dash, it looks like it's part of the dash, but there's a hidden compartment. You push the plastic that's in front of you on the passenger side on your Mini Cooper, folks, and you're going to find a hidden compartment. You would have never known that unless you were listening to me, Mark Evans, here on Auto World, or if you were reading your owner's manual. So get the owner's manual out. It tells you how to turn off that stupid light. Not the engine light, but the other maintenance light. Yeah. Tells you how to do that. Tells you how to do a lot of things. Good, interesting reading. It's one of my, well, it's one of my Bibles. Should be yours too. Anyway, hey, good to have you here. I got an email I want to share. It came in, and this is from, email says, hi Mark, Rob here, listening from, oh, time for a shout out. He's listening from KNNR AM 1400 out of Reno, Nevada. Good to have you along, Reno. It's awesome. Probably pretty warm. I know, I love that automobile museum in Reno, Nevada, right there on the river. Beautiful. Got a cup from them. Love to support everybody. Anyway, his question is, he says, I have a problem with my air conditioner. Uh-oh, time to call Lennox. Oh, no, this is a car air conditioner, not a house air conditioner. He says, it only blows cold on the passenger side and very hot air on the driver's side. It does have a separate temperature control knob per side. Was just wondering if it could be a dampener door that is not opening up. Oh, he says, I forgot to tell you what it is. He says, it's the 1999 GMC Yukon Denali. So, sounds like what's going on here, we've got hot air coming out of vents on the driver's side, cool air on the passenger side. So, Rob, here's what I'd like you to do. Go over on the passenger side and sit. That's where the cool air is. Why are you sitting on the driver's side? Oh, okay, you want to drive the car. Okay. They do have right-handed GMC Yukon Denalis. Of course, you got to hire me or a special shop to put the steering wheel over on that side. Okay, you don't want to do that. All right, best thing to do, air conditioning-wise, you could be correct, Rob, that the dampener door that opens up the butterfly down in the passenger underneath that glove box, that plastic box there, heater, air conditioning control box, there's a dampener doors that open and close, and you do have, yes, electronic and vacuum operated diaphragms that open and close the doors. And if the door doesn't open on the driver's side, all the air conditioning cool air will go on the passenger side. But here's how we tell if it's a dampener door, Rob. Easy test. Bare head. Take your right hand, start the car up, get the air conditioner on, and get the air conditioner on, I said. No, turn it off. That's right. Turn the air conditioner off. I want you to turn the heater on. See, we have to isolate if it's an air conditioning dampener or the heater controlled dampener that's causing the heat. So, turn the heater on full blast. Leave it pointed to the direction out your face, out the air conditioning vents. But crank the temperature to hot, so the hot air. And if you have the same heat, the same temperature of hot, coming out the driver's side vents as you do the passenger vents, look at there. It is an air conditioning dampener door that is bad. Uh-huh. Now, turn it back on, air conditioner back on, full blast, max air. Let the hot air get out of there first. Now you're going to have cold air, like you said, over on the passenger side, hot on the driver's side. What I want you to test with your right hand on the air conditioning mode is the air really, really blowing faster than usual out the passenger vents? What that tells me is that, yes, another test, the dampener door for the air conditioner is completely closed, and all of the air that the fan can push that's supposed to be separate through all those vents is coming out of the right side only. So that's our problem, a dampener door. But truthfully, I never see those actuators, we call it, that open and close the dampener doors, go bad. And when they do go bad, Rob, you'll hear a tick, 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 because they're plastic gear driven inside the little plastic box. So the dampener door has a rod, goes in the little actuator box, hooked to plastic gears, and if you hear the tick, 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 and this goes for all our listeners in Auto World Land, out there, all our great affiliates throughout the United States, national and global with the internet, you've got an actuator out, okay? If you hear the tick, and the dampener door is not opening all the way, and or it's stuck in the middle. Okay, you don't hear the tick, you say, Rob, all right. Now, the climate control head, where you're touching the separate control knobs to have passenger side different temperature than the driver's side, that's a control head. And I do see those going out on the, I replace them. In fact, I've got a few in stock, the 99 GMC Yukon Denali that you have. Those do go out. The control head where the knobs are, that's a control head. And they're all electronically controlled. And so when that head goes out, it doesn't really know what to tell the actuator what to do. And the cost on those from the 99 roughly are about right at about $300 here in the Boise, Idaho area. So you're going to be looking, you could do an internet check on it, but you'll find that you're going to be $300 to $450 for those. And if anyone else has, basically, it doesn't have to be a 99. If you've got a pretty new car, I mean, three-year-old, four-year-old car, and you have that same problem, your control head, same problem, same thing. If you got the tick, same thing. Hey, it's plastic, folks. It was put together by machine at the factory. You could have an actuator out. So, love the emails at all times, definitely. That's autoworldradio@yahoo.com. But when we come back, I take a short break. When we come back, you're not going to believe it, because I got it. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. No drinking or driving. Thank you. That's like I say, at the end of the auto world, every hour is drive safe, and I do believe in that for sure. So anyway, hey, it's good to have you along here on Auto World, of course. My name is Mark Evans, the host of Auto World. Been around many years with Bob Long, of course. Bob Long started this show back in 1992 is when he started, and I met him in 95, an automotive show, of course, car show, and we became friends and all. And prayers go out to Bob. His health is not doing very well anymore. And he asked, his wife Sharon asked if I would carry on his legacy, and I am very proud to do that for him. So that's why I'm here. I'm glad you could join us. I'm glad that you're a longtime listener of Auto World and you're still with us. And like I said, I'm not going to change the menu up here on Auto World. He built a very fine restaurant. Definitely. So we're going to keep it the same and keep it rocking and rolling. That's what it's about. Teach you some goodies. You're going to teach me some goodies. And the only way to do that is to call Auto World, and that number is 855-660-4261, and my email is live and rocking all the time. Folks, check it all the time. Now, I'm never going to answer your email at 2 in the morning, but I will answer, normal business hours. Usually between, I wake up at 10, a.m. and go, then I work for about 15 minutes and then I'm done for the day. So you have a 15-minute window. The email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Well, it's a long time ago, but it was 1910. We might not have been around, but 1910, first modern bolt-on wheels to a car were introduced by the Sankey Company of England, replacing the old wooden rim cast iron car wheel. It can now be replaced with a spare in minutes. That was back in 1910. Now, I got to share this. If you don't have wheels, well, let's just put it this way. If you don't have tires on the wheels, tires are black and rubber, If you don't have tires on your car, it won't move. Truthfully, if it's broke down, the tow truck driver can't even put it up on the flatbed to take it back to the shop. You got to have the tires and the wheels. So what really, I can talk, and we will throughout the years, about tires, but right now, what's a different wheel? What's a good wheel? What's a good tire? Everybody's confused. I just sold a set of Tires. And yes, I do have an account at TireRack.com. Great people there, Matt and the boys and Randy. The great folks. big, huge. I think they got 8 or 9 warehouses now. And it's just warehouses. They don't have brick and mortar. You buy tires on TireRack.com and they get delivered to wherever you'd like to have them delivered. The Marsmobile, you know, they deliver tires up at Mars and they put tires on the Marsmobile probably up there too. But I just had a customer say, Mark, get us some tires from my little Honda Civic. It was in 2005. And so over the years, I've learned a lot about tires. And those, of course, those guys sent me through a seminar teaching me a lot more about tires, winter tires, all-season tires, etc. And that's another thing about application of what to get the right tire on your car, your truck, for the application you're driving it. Don't skimp, folks, because you do have a lot riding on your tires. I believe that was the old Michelin phrase. And so, tires, what is a good tire brand? You might be stuck on a tire brand, and because your dad, your grandpa, your mom, your grandma said, you know, Goodyear's the only tire to have. Those are the best. So you stick with Goodyear's. Folks, I want to back up the bus here. Put it in reverse. Put it in reverse, because tire compounds have changed. And that means the chemical base of tire compounds, how they make it, where they get the product, and how they make the product. What I'm saying is that one brand back in the day was a soft ply rubber that wore out quick. Maybe it was 5 years ago. And you'll never buy that brand again. Back up your bus, because that tire company is changed. They've had to change. Why? Because the car you own today is a newer style car. It's faster. It's a faster car. It corners faster. It takes off. Jackrabbit starts are faster. It brakes quicker. So the tire companies have to change with the car manufacturer companies. So things have changed. So all I'm saying is that make sure that when you do a internet check for the tire, what do you look for? That's where I'm going with this. What do you look for? How do you tell? Well, if you go to TireRack.com, that's just one of them. It's not a selfless plug. I'm just telling you, I've got an account. I buy tires, whatever. Anyway, you go there. They have a tire decision guide for your make and model and even your zip code. See, McGuire's Car Wax does the same thing. Yeah, Car Wax, detail. Where I'm out here at the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, from the Greasy Garage Studio, I have a zip code that might be different than yours. In fact, I know it is because we have a lot of great listeners and a lot of different affiliates throughout the nation here. Well, your zip code, McGuire's uses the zip code, and they use the weather pattern in the zip code to figure out what kind of package you need to keep your car clean. Because you might have more bird poop than I do. I probably have more pine tree sap on my car than you do. So I want to get the right amount of what kind of product for my paint. Same thing with the tires. You see, you have more winter weather than we do. I know I have more winter weather than the folks in Arizona. And our Frank, our good friend and listener and caller, he's in New Mexico. I probably have different weather than he does. So buy the right tire, tread. All brands are good. And yes, you might find that the Firestone wears out faster on your F-150 than the Goodyear. See, because it's the ply we're talking about. Yeah, heavier type tire tread. Do you want a noisy type tire tread? Do you have a Lexus, BMW? Do you really want to put a knobby tire on that bad boy and have some noise going down the freeway at 120 mile an hour? I don't. So, anyway, get on the internet. Do the .com, read the stars, you know, the ratings, consumer ratings. I know that Tire Rack does their own ratings, and they also have their own videos. They test them on their own 10-acre test track. I was on it. It was a blast to turn that car sideways because the guys at Tire Rack, for some reason, thought that it would be funny to turn the sprinklers on me while I'm test driving the cars. Oh, I thought they wanted me to test the wiper blades because I had the wipers, the windshield wipers were going full blast. And they said, no, it's not about the wiper blades, Mark. It's about testing the tires on a wet track. Oh, yeah, okay. So if the track's wet, which tire is going to slide me less than the other tire? And I learned which tire brand I could go faster with around the corners, braking, and also acceleration out of the chicane. I loved it. And sometimes they probably didn't like it. I was going against my own times, and that's what it's all about. And that's what they do. They test their tires, tire brands, and then they tell you with their video. You get to watch the video and see it, and it's awesome. TireRack.com, it works. And McGuire sends the same thing. A lot of companies are using our zip codes to find out who we are, what we're doing, what we're driving, and all. In fact, I know that the light... Here's a really unique question, and I want to leave you with this question too. Is I've been asking each hour is what is your favorite brand of automobile? And I'm going to leave you with that question, and we're going to have homework. Yeah, homework, I said. So next week here on Auto World, I want you to call in or email and tell me what your favorite brand is. And then we'll go from there, because that favorite brand and why, that's the key. If you're going to call in and tell us your favorite brand, I want to say, well, why, how come? And then you're going to tell not only me, but all the listeners, why. And people learn from that, meaning that that brand might have something that their brand doesn't have, and you'll like it a lot more. That's the key. Get the best, well, the brand of shoes you're wearing. Get the best brand of shoes underneath you. Hey, it's kind of like tires. Why wear shoes, right? Why put tires on my car? Yeah, well, Mark, I can't just go down with loose wheels. Right. I call the wheels on your car socks. Tires are shoes. Oh, yeah. Exhaust. Get it going. Yep, see? Fire out the exhaust. I call that... aftershave. Aftershave. It smells good. Just splash a little bit here, splash a little bit there, and you're going to be going good. What's your favorite aftershave? I don't wear Old Spice, folks. You'd probably smell me if I did. Anyway, I want to thank everybody that helps me put on Auto World. Of course, Axelrod, Alex, and every once in a while you'll see Engine Light Eric coming in running the board, the engineer board. Appreciate it. General Motor George, my chief engineer who keeps me wired. Audi, Adam, he's out always taking care of my affiliates here on Auto World. Lugnut Lee, program director and marketing manager, always keeping the wheels on the show. And, of course, Ted T-Bird Ted, he's the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lying Lucy, she's telling me I'm always looking good, thank you. And of course, my personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Oh yeah, that loudmouth Jay. Oh yeah. Seat cushion Susie's keeping it warm. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. You've been listening to Auto World. This has been a Loose Nut production. Oh, I'm mad. I need to ride. Yes, I'm mad.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.